I appreciated what was in the heart of, I didn't look around to see who, but I think Anita was saying, where can we get those quotes from Dan? And I'm glad you said that, because I was moved when I heard those words of William Tyndale. And you know what it made me think of? You know, when William Tyndale, the father of the English Bible, when you begin to study the scriptures for yourself, and you begin to see how Christianity has dammed up the truth, and people are dehydrated from the wonderful water of God's Word, puts a passion in your soul to make this true and living God known. And William Tyndale, that truth we hear him say before the councils that called him into question, to even put his life in jeopardy, was that people could know God for themselves and have the scripture for themselves. That's why we have the concordant version. Because a man could see God for himself in the scriptures and want to make sure others can. It's a passion. It's a drive. It's our calling. It's the passion of the Father. It's Father's business. You know what his passion is? Father's passion? The God of the universe passion is that we might know him. To reveal himself to us. So that we might have a realization of who he is and have a relationship with him. And you can see how when you get a hold of truth, you're joined, you are merged into this plan with God. Like William Tyndale. Oh, we got to get this into English. Like Enoch and others. And you and I who are able to go to the scriptures and find and know and understand the wonderful character and nature of God. And then we're able to share it with others and not only share it in words, but it begins to affect us, begins to affect our nature and our personality, and it begins to affect who we are. And we begin to mirror the image right to them. This message changes your life. You know, I realized that soon after I began to see God for who he really was. I began to see that it changed my relationship with him. Because in my mind, I was still alienated from him in many ways. You know, he puts up with me because of Jesus. He doesn't really like me. You know, and I love the talk that Martin gives, you know, and when he uses those international colors and he does this thing, you know, where God's, you know, he just wants to hit us. But he says, oh, I can't because Jesus did this at the cross, you know. And it's not that way. The cross was all Father's plan. You know, and God created mankind, and he created the relationships and the way that we have a relationship with one another. He created that. And by that I mean the most wonderful words in the English language: husband and wife and mother and father and brother and sister. The way we're brought into the world. The way we're brought up and learn to eat and learn to work and learn to live, all these things are designed just so we can know him, so that we can know what's in his heart and who he is, and that he's our Father and we are his children. Look in Ephesians chapter 1. Yesterday, you know, we went over this plan of God to reveal himself. His passion is to reveal himself. That's the God side. And then the man side, God's side is the revelation of himself. But on man's side, it's the realization of that revelation. And more as days pass, over the last dozen years, more and more as the days pass, I realize, you know, the bottom line is, It's about knowing him. I get to know who he is. I don't know about you. You know, he was God, distant, foreign in my mind for so many years, and it was all stainless steel and technical and legal. And now he becomes like your best friend. He's dad. Ephesians chapter 1 and verse 15. Therefore I also, on hearing of this faith of yours in the Lord Jesus and that of all the saints, do not cease giving thanks for you, making mention in my prayers that the God... Now notice the language again. Once you begin to see it, you can't miss it. It's what we're talking about yesterday. The God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may be giving you a spirit of wisdom and revelation in the realization of him. Paul said, my prayer for you. This is the Ephesians. You know, he's not writing to lost heathen people. I wish you knew God. He's writing to the saints. And he said, my prayer is that the Father would grant you. By the way, it has to be granted. You can't study and find out God. You can't even study the scriptures in a technical sense and just find him out. The world's a testimony of that. They don't even know him. They don't even know our dad. They talk about him all the time, but they don't know him. And they run him down, and they mock him. They think they're honoring him, but they're not. He said, I pray that you will be granted a spirit of wisdom and understanding and revelation in the realization of him. And you know, this is a process, isn't it? Unfolding. Keeps taking the layers off. You know, and day by day and week by week and year by year, I see him better and better and better. You know, tonight we're going to talk about my session's going to be my future session that I've picked for the future events is going to be the Bema or the dais. I can hardly wait. That's going to be a great day. And I remember early in my walk with the Lord, you know, that was a bad day. That was the one I didn't want to see, you know. And I remember people would always talk to me, oh, what's going to happen there? Oh, what's going to happen at the judgment seat of Christ? Oh, my. You know, and you're like, oh, I don't know. Let's push that way off as far as we can, you know. And I can hardly wait. Because I know the Father. And I know the Son. The one who, there were going to be many brethren who were going to be like him. That's my Father. That's my brother. And I'm looking forward to that day. A realization. Job said, who can by searching find out God? Can you find out the Almighty unto perfection? The greatest revelation of all is not the salvation of all. The greatest revelation of all is him, who he is. The knowledge of God. Amen. The greatest counterpart to the revelation that God is making of himself is the realization. He reveals and then he grants to us the realization. Very few know him at all. You can hear it in their language. And even though they talk about the deity, you know, and the Almighty God, you can tell that they've not yet been granted the spirit of sonship. that says daddy. I love you, daddy. Good morning, dad. Some know about him. That mythological God who's angry and distant and could care less about their lives. He's busy. Instead of that one who's got our hairs of our head numbered. And he not only knows when the little birds fall, they don't fall without him. He's in charge of the whole process. Knowing him is the one thing we need more than anything else. That's our one need. And no wonder that Paul would say concerning Father's revelation of Jesus Christ, that I may know him. Everything else in Paul's life, he says, I count but dung. That I may know him. You know, that should be our prayers. In the morning we wake up, we say, good morning, Dad. I just want to know you more today. And I want to be more like you. Father, like so, I want to be like you. I want your love and your passion. I want all your qualities to be in me. We can't trust somebody we don't know. A man walks in the room, says, give me all your money. I got a great investment. Yeah, right. This is why people don't trust God. They don't know him. Because if you know him, you'll trust him. It's not even work. I never had to work at trusting my dad. And I realize every family situation is not ideal. I understand that. I had a wonderful father. God gave me a wonderful father, which helps me understand my wonderful heavenly father. And I never in a moment of my life had to worry if I had to trust him because I knew him. I knew who he was. If we know him, we can't help but trust him. This knowledge can't be merely taught or studied. It must be granted. Paul's prayer is that we would be granted this Spirit. Without revelation from him and the realization of this revelation, we will only serve and worship an unknown God. There's a deity, but we don't know him. He has no face. He has no reflection. The God of culture and society is a weak imitation of another God entirely. Notice, if you will, in Colossians chapter 1, Paul repeats this prayer to the Colossians. I notice this is a prayer. This is a prayer that I know Gerhardt by, this prayer. That we would have the Spirit. I know the times I've been here before. And we would part and he would pray that prayer for me. That I would have a Spirit of revelation and the knowledge of him. This is what Paul did. He did it in Ephesians. He did it in Colossians. Look in Colossians chapter 1 and verse 9. Therefore, we also, from the day which we hear, do not cease praying for you and requesting that you may be filled with... Now, first notice there's two realizations in this passage. Filled with the realization of his will, and in all wisdom and spiritual understanding, you to walk worthily of the Lord, for all pleasing, bearing fruit in every good work, and growing... in the realization of God. Two realizations there. Realization of his will. He's sovereign. He's in charge. He's got a plan. He runs it 100% according to his desire. And a realization of him. You know why we come to see a realization of him? We see his will. We see his plan. That word... and we'll close now, our time is gone. That word there, as you're probably familiar, that word realization, the realization of him, is epinosis. Gnosis is knowledge. God just don't want you to have knowledge. You can get knowledge. We can get a lot of, I started to say, you get knowledge at a seminary, but you probably get a lot of bad knowledge. But you can get information. Let's say it this way. You can come to a Bible conference, and you can come and come and come, and you can read all the books. And it doesn't mean that you'll have a realization of Him. It's not just knowledge. It's epi, E-P-I. We have that word in epicenter. So it was an earthquake. Wonderful. Where was its epicenter? God wants us to have a epinosis. He wants us to be right in the center of all the knowledge of Him. Here's the best way. In fact, Lightfoot defines the part epa. He defines it as intensive. Yeah, where's the intensive part of the earthquake? where's it coming from? That's what He wants. He don't want you to just know the salvation of all and know about free will and Trinity and all kinds. He just don't want you to know facts and data and be able to argue with people on Facebook and stuff like that. He wants you to know Him and for us to be like Him. Oh, here's the way it works. And I'm done. This is the way we all start life. I. Me, 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 I. It's all about us. And somewhere along the way, it's I and God. You know, God's my co-pilot. You know? Got God on board, man. Things are good. You know, God's really helped me out, and we're doing all kinds of cool stuff and everything. And then as we progress along, it becomes God and I. Wow. Without Him, I just couldn't do anything. I mean, He is just... And after a while, it just becomes Him. It's just all about Him. We're just along for the ride, isn't it? And it's a wonderful ride. Father, thank You. When we think about how many people on the planet don't know You as their dad and the true character of who You are, we are so humbled that You granted us this revelation, this spirit, to see and understand who You are. And we know, Father, it still must be so weak. Please lead us into more of just knowing You. Help us to be like